Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. So how are things going in the Quail and Upland Game Alliance, Don?
Well, we're doing quite well. I can tell you the quail don't seem to be doing very well this year.
Uh-oh.
I walked 4.5 hours yesterday and saw 2 birds. I think the wet weather and the extreme rain got to us this year, but we're still out there trying. We've done a lot of projects statewide over the last 12 months, probably taken in between the members and through the Habitat Stamp Program, we've probably taken in close to $500,000.
Wow.
And some of the projects that we've been doing, we bought new burn equipment to burn our prairie grass fields. We have to burn those every 3 years. So
okay.
We bought burn equipment to take care of that and make sure they didn't get out of control. We bought the Bobcat and a new tractor, and we put a machine on the front of them to get rid of all this Russian olives and so forth, trying to make the habitat a better habitat. We've also been doing a lot of fescue removal. So that's one of the things that they're really trying to push in the south, is to get rid of the fescue. And in the north, they're trying to get rid of the brome grass because it just will not hold any kind of wildlife.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, go ahead.
So you only saw two birds. Do you need less hunters and more members, or more members and more birds?
Well, there's just not a lot we can do about nature.
Okay.
And,
except try to help it along, and that's
right.
What the Quail and Upland Game Alliance
right.
is all for.
Yeah, we bought, along with our tractors, we bought some no-till drills. We've actually been helping the conservation areas like 10 Mile and Johnsonville and so forth, where they're strapped for money. We've actually been doing some planting and mowing for them to try to,
okay.
I mean, if we've already got the area there, we might as well try to build that area.
So. Okay. All right. We are going to talk more about the Quail and Upland Game Alliance with Don Sutton, what they're doing. We've got some drawings. My gosh. You've got a whole big bucket full of entries here. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Buying a home doesn't have to be difficult. Here's nationally syndicated radio host and real estate expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
When buying a house, I recommend you have an emergency fund and are debt-free apart from your home. Never do more than a 15-year mortgage and be sure to put at least 20% down to avoid paying PMI. Your house payment should never be more than a fourth of your take-home pay. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back, and we're talking to Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. Now, how long have you been in the alliance?
We just started our chapter 2 years ago.
Okay.
The Quail and Upland Game Alliance actually came about when the Quail Unlimited had some administrative problems nationally, and they pretty well fell apart.
Oh,
so
okay.
We picked up here in Illinois with the Quail and Upland Game Alliance, and we have basically come from 2 chapters to about 13 chapters in Illinois and Indiana. So we're still growing.
Still
and as
growing.
I said before, the aspect of it is at $35 a year a member, we can't raise enough money to do a lot, but we get from the Habitat Fund. Well, that's where we get all of our money. And the more members we have, the more influence we have on drawing dollars from the State Habitat Fund. So that's where the real emphasis is there.
Oh, okay.
Now, we was talking a while ago about the not having much quail. We're looking at trying. It's not a rational or not a radical new idea, but we're looking at next year taking some of the money that we made off of our a raffle and contracting with someone to say buy about 500 6-week-old birds.
Okay.
And then we're looking at building a fly pen keeping them in there until they're plenty strong. And then over the season next year, letting members come out and actually hunt some of the birds we've raised. And anything we have left in the spring was looking at just turning them loose and hoping to get reintroduced. But the problem we have with that is there's so much vermin out there and so much stuff that destroy the nest and they actually kill the quail that we really need a way to get rid of the coyotes and the coons before we do the releasing. And we'll have to work with a wildlife biologist. We'll have to find somebody that has tried this before and what works and what doesn't work.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a situation where, in that case, we'll just have to research and learn. But hopefully it will work, because I think every year we're getting worse and worse. And one of the problems we have now, too, is the federal government has not had a CRP program, Conservation Reserve Program, for 3 years. Naturally, if farmers can't get paid for setting aside ground, they're not going to set aside ground.
Right.
And so we do away with all of our cover. We do away with all of our nesting areas. There hasn't been any prairie grass basically planted in Illinois for 3 years. And it's a real problem. So hopefully the federal government and its wisdom is going to recognize that, and they're going to bring back the programs, but who knows?
Okay, so but the Quail and Upland Game Alliance is helping out in these areas, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we will do work with the farmer and do the planning and this kind of thing, but we're in no position to pay the farmer $140-$150 an acre for him to set aside his fields and so forth. So it's up to the government to do that part first, and if they'll do that part, then we'll jump in with the farmer and we'll make it as easy as possible for him to do habitat strips and filter strips and CRP programs and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. All right. And what kind of habitat are you planting to encourage wildlife?
Well, we have a wildlife mix. In fact, there's several different wildlife mixes. But prairie grass, especially blue stem and little blue and big blue, they call it. But we also have different kinds of clovers that we intermix with that. Actually, we put milkweed in that to bring the monarch butterfly back. We plant a lot of what they call tick seed or black-eyed Susans and partridge peas that when it gets cold in the wintertime, those all burst open and the seeds fall out on the ground, and it provides a ready nourishment for the birds and other wildlife for the whole year.
Okay. All right. So how is Quail and Upland Game Alliance helping farmers here in Wayne County, and farmers and hunters?
Well, as I said, right now with no CRP program, farmers are very reluctant to get involved in it. Our hunters, any little thing we can do to keep wildlife in a perspective and produce as much as we can, well, it helps them some. But I've tried to stress before, it's not just the hunters, it's anybody that likes wildlife. Anytime we're planting prairie grass, anytime we're doing any of this stuff, we're helping the redbird and the bluebird and the monarch butterfly, and we're helping all of that. So we're not just saying, okay, we're going to go out here and raise birds so we can shoot them. It's far, far more than that.
Yeah, okay. All right. We are going to talk about, you got another banquet coming up?
We will have. Also going to talk about our success in our raffle and so forth. So we will talk about that next.
What do you got about? You got about 30,000 entries here, right?
Well, not quite that many, but we did have a really good raffle season.
Okay, we'll be back and talk about that in just a few moments.
Want a $100 bill? Hey, $100 bill. Who can
every weekday morning at 7:50 and Saturday morning at 8, it's auction time. Auction time tells you about the unique items on the block in the region. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into details with the auctioneers on Saturday morning. Auction time, weekdays at 7:50 and again on Saturday morning at 8 on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
$145.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. So I guess you're still taking members, right?
Oh, yes. We'll always take members. And like I said, it's only $35 a year. And you say, well, what do I get out of that? Well, you're not going to get anything personal out of it. We're not giving away candy bars or anything like that.
You don't get a fancy hat like the one you got?
But it's still our best effort to keep wildlife in abundance, and the only way we're going to do that is just like everybody else, organize and work together.
Right.
One person out there is not going to make a difference, but maybe 35, 40, 50 of us working with the Habitat Alliance and writing for grants, mm-hmm. maybe we can make a difference.
Okay. All right. So in spring you have this banquet.
Right.
What have you got planned for this spring?
Probably February. We will have our banquet. Not sure where it'll be. There's a good chance it'll be in McLeansboro, simply because we have members all the way from Louisville to Ridgeway over to Benton, and it is more of a central location.
Okay.
We are not going to do like we have in the past, that is, we're not going to make our spring banquet a huge fundraising event where we're just trying to get people in to spend more money. We had enough success on our raffle that our banquet is going to be more of a celebration banquet. That's when we're going to have our wildlife biologists come in and people who know quail, who know wildlife, and tell us whether the experiment that we're looking at is worthwhile or if it's a total waste of time.
Okay.
So we will be doing that in the spring, and we will be giving away stuff and having a few raffles, but it won't be like the Wild Turkey Federation or wherever, where it's their big money making
right.
event.
It's not that you're not going there for the money, you're
right.
going there for the information.
Right.
And you might win a prize.
Right.
Okay. So be looking for the information on that coming in February, maybe early March?
Yeah, probably February.
Probably February. Okay, that'll be in McLeansboro. So after the banquet, you started off on this raffle journey. Where all have you been to sell raffle tickets?
Yeah.
You certainly haven't sold all these in Fairfield.
No, but Fairfield has been, over the last 2 years, Fairfield has been very, very kind to us. We do a really, really good job between Fairfield and Jeff and Wayne City. Mm-hmm. The Wayne County area is definitely our spot that treats us the best as far as that's concerned. McLeansboro, though, we sold over $1,000 worth of tickets there in one day.
Wow.
So we did real well. We also did very, very well in Ridgeway. We had we only got one member in Ridgeway. He said, I'll set up down here for popcorn day. And he called me at the end of the day and he said, I sold $840 worth. So he did all right down there too. Our worst places was El Dorado and Benton. The Benton experience was bad from day one.
Okay.
We tried to get you have to get a permit and all kind of things to sell and so forth.
Okay.
We tried to get our permit at Benton. Well, they wouldn't let us display guns. You can take pictures of your guns and lay them on the table, but you can't display your guns. Well, that turned out to be a disaster, too. They just had the Benton days, whatever they call it, last Saturday. Wind blew about 20 miles an hour, and the guy there spent more time chasing his pictures across the street. I think it cost us about $60 to enter.
Yeah.
We sold one set of tickets.
Oh, my.
So it was it was a disaster. But most of that is people aren't going to stop and look at pictures.
Right.
They'll stop and look at a gun, but they're not going to stop and look at pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope that's not a coming trend, but I can see the situation where people will say, oh, we don't want guns out in the middle of all these people, but we remove the magazines. There's nothing that could possibly be dangerous about them.
No. Unless you used it like a baseball bat.
It's just like a psychological mindset. Oh, that gun, that's going to kill somebody.
No. Okay. All right. So you had problems in Benton. Anyplace else?
No, El Dorado, we just didn't do well there. Oh, okay. We had no problems, and they were very, very congenial down there. But and I wonder if we didn't do well because we had already sold McLeansboro and Ridgeway. And, you know, a lot of these people go from celebration to celebration.
Right.
And that could have been it. But we won't go back to El Dorado or Benton for sure next year.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back, and we're going to draw for the prizes. We're going to tell you what the prizes are, tell you who the winners are. We'll do that in just a few moments with Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance.
This is where some people try to hit capitalism, and they try to say capitalism removes this social welfare net. That's not capitalism that is responsible for it. It's selfishness. That's the problem. I think that when you are blessed, through that, you bless other people, because that's what I think you're supposed to do. The reason that we are in the position that we are is because people don't do that. This is not something that you can mandate through the government. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Okay, we are back on the Community Connection. We were talking to Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. And so you sold these raffle tickets. And the raffle tickets were $1 each? Or?
No, they were 3 for 10 or 8 for 20.
Okay, 3 for 10 or 8 for 20. All right, and you sold them all around Fall Fun Fest, Wayne County Fair?
No, we just sold the fall festival type things. City, Fairfield, McLeansboro, Ridgeway, El Dorado, Jeff, and Benton is where we went.
Okay, so first prize in this raffle is what?
Well, actually, there'll be first, second, and third. We have three guns, and the person's name who is drawn out first, we will call them sometime today or tonight.
Okay.
They'll get first choice. Then I'll call the second person, and they'll get second choice. And, of course, the third person will get the gun that is left. They're all three great guns. We will also, if someone bought a ticket and they don't want to fool with getting the gun registered or a concealed carry or a FOID card, we'll also give them cash in lieu of their gun. So, but the three guns that we have... We have, seems like the all-time favorite, we have the Henry Golden Boy, a 22 long rifle, and most of the people who get those Henry Golden Boys, they never fire them. They're so pretty that they put them out, put them out on a rack or somewhere and display them. They are an absolute beautiful gun, but they're a very durable, very good gun if anybody wants to use them. Most of them say, oh, I can't shoot that. It's just too pretty.
It's too nice.
Right. And then we also have a...
Have you shot the Henry Golden Boy?
Not this one.
Not this one.
No.
But you have shot one.
I have shot one.
Okay. All right.
We also have what they call a CZ, I think it's made in Turkey. It's a 20-gauge over and under, double barrel, and it has extra chokes with it, so you can shoot all the way from open to full to modified and whatever. And it is also a very, very nice gun, being a great gun for quail hunting or rabbit hunting. And then lastly, we have a Smith & Wesson 380 concealed carry with a laser scope on it, where you can just turn that scope off and turn the scope on, and it shoots a laser right out there, and you can see exactly where you're aiming if you can hold the gun still enough.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're drawing for, right?
Right. Okay. And like I said, all we'll know today are the three winners. We won't know who took what until I can get a hold of everybody.
Okay. And so how are we going to do this? You going to draw?
No, I'm going to let you or some beautiful young thing or whatever.
All right. Let's
I'll hold it up and you can draw.
You hold it up because it's a really a tunnel.
Yeah. Reach in there.
Okay, I'm not looking. Ladies and gentlemen, reaching
for
the bottom.
That's for sure.
Reaching for the bottom. Up, up. I've got one here.
Okay.
Looks like Donnie Miller.
Don. Looks like Don. I wish I'd write better. Could be Donnie Miller. Donnie J. Miller, maybe.
Yeah.
But he's got his phone number on there, so we'll know he's an 812 number.
So he's from Evansville
area.
That
could be an Evansville number.
All right, there we go. So yeah, did you do any outreach in Evansville?
No, those would just be people that came over this way.
Okay. Did you do karma?
No, we did not.
Okay. All right. Another. This is be second place. So let me write on it second place.
Yeah.
Kevin, looks like Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bowen.
Kevin Bowen.
He's from Sisney, Illinois. I know that guy.
You know that guy. He's going to be easier to get a hold of, Kevin Bowen. All right, here we go. Not looking. And deep into the bucket of winners here. All right, and for third. All right, we've got third place. Rod Garrison. He's got a 599, so he could
be
from Fairfield.
I don't know, Rod, but okay, so we have the first place winner is, looks like it's Denny J. Miller. Second place is Kevin Bowen, and the third place is Rod Garrison.
All right, so so this first place winner, let's see. So Denny or Donnie Miller will get his choice of either a Henry Golden Boy, a CZ 20 gauge, or a Smith & Wesson 380. And whatever he doesn't take, then Kevin Bowen gets a choice of the two remaining guns, and then Rod Garrison gets the leftovers. All right. So how many events and festivals did you go to for all of these entries? I mean, there are a lot of entries.
I think there was seven of them.
Seven places we went. Wow. Okay. We did this again last year, and we're going first is Donnie Miller. And second place went to Kevin Bowen, and Rod Garrison was third in the gun raffle from Quail and Upland Game Alliance. So
now last year we only gave away a Golden Boy.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All that we did. And this year we decided to go bigger, charge a little bit more, but give three guns.
Well, it looks like you did quite well on the your entries. I mean, you've got more than 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
You probably got 3,500, 5,000 entries there. That's impressive. All right, Don, thanks for coming out today.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
We'll be getting hold of these people. Sorry to all you guys that paid and didn't win.
Okay.
But that was me, too.
Okay. Congratulations, and that's it for today.